littered the track that that train was on.
A 49-year-old man who tells CBS News he's a staunch Trump supporter has been arrested at a security checkpoint near a Trump rally in Southern California. The man was driving an unregistered black SUV and had loaded weapons and multiple passports. Details from CBS's Scott McFarland.
Federal investigators say Trump was not in danger at his event Saturday, and a federal law enforcement source tells CBS News there's no indication this was an assassination attempt.
Them Miller was charged with two misdemeanors, posted bail, and was released. New CBS News polling shows the presidential race is essentially tied. Both candidates are going all out on the campaign trail with very different messages, says CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns.
This morning, the Harris campaign is releasing a series of economic proposals specifically for black men. Harris will be campaigning at a rally in Erie, Pennsylvania today, and former President Trump will be right here for a town hall outside of Philadelphia, for a town hall that his campaign says will be focused on inflation and the economy.
China's military has finished a day of war games surrounding Taiwan, the democratic and independent island nation that China considers part of its territory. Here's Asia expert Gordon Chang.
China has done this so many times in the past that people are becoming numb. Now, China may want that because it may want to take Taiwan by surprise, but at the moment, I don't think the Chinese political leadership is in a position to invade.
Jury selection begins today in Fort Wayne, Indiana, in the trial of Richard Allen for the murder alleged of two teenage girls who disappeared in 2017. WTTV-TV reporter Russ McQuaid is covering.
While there were many folks who were pleased at the time of his arrest, you also find a lot of folks in that town with an open mind, wondering if police have the right individual.
A NASA spacecraft is scheduled to launch today on a mission to Jupiter's moon Europa to see if it can sustain life. The space agency's Gina DeBracchio.
We continue to underscore the Europa Clipper. It's not actually a life detection mission, but it's a habitability investigation. We're looking for those key ingredients for life.
Stock markets open today. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A fund has been established for the unborn child of a Racine firefighter. Maxwell Bear died in a motorcycle crash last week. A procession honoring Bear was held over the weekend. The Racine City Council's boycott appears to be ending. There are votes scheduled for tomorrow night on proposals aimed at changing how the council sets its agenda. If the council can return to normal operations, they'll address several items at tomorrow's meeting, including votes related to the Bell City Square redevelopment project and parking fee waivers for holiday shopping. A major police training event is scheduled this week at Westridge Elementary in Mount Pleasant. Police say the exercise won't impact traffic on Emerson, but people are being advised to avoid the area if possible. And the National Weather Service is warning about waterspouts. Conditions are good for them to form on Lake Michigan today and tomorrow. Boaters especially are being told to exercise caution due to the potentially dangerous conditions. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers cut the cards. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Packers with a 34-13 win over the Arizona Cardinals. Green Bay opened with a run game, but Matt LaFleur says he let Jordan Love call some of the plays.
Line up, no huddle. We have a lot less moving parts. You know, allow Jordan the freedom to check to what he wants to, and he does a great job with that, and sound like I'm in his ear telling him what to call. He does a really good job with that.
The Cardinals plagued with injuries and 13 penalties for 100 yards. Head coach Jonathan Gannon.
Got beat pretty good by a good football team, but you know, lost a takeaway battle 3-1. Hard way to go, a lot of penalties.
Green Bay now 4-2. The Wisconsin Badgers over Rutgers 42-7 over the weekend. Badgers running back Tawie Walker rushed for 198 yards and three touchdowns. Head coach Luke Fickell.
Really impressive. He just continues to go and battle and work, and if we can continue this, it seems going to be tough.
NBA, the Bucks host the Bulls tonight in a preseason game. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly cloudy today with a chance of scattered thunderstorms by later this afternoon. Our high near 55. The wind will be northwest at 10 to 20 this morning, dying down to 5 to 15 this afternoon. Rain and thunderstorms tonight. Could be some locally heavy rain of a half inch or more. Our low 40. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 52. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature 44.
local news, timeless hits, WRJ, and good morning. I'm Cindy Huber. Great to be with you. It's the Zombies and WRJN.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy and let me try with pleasured hands to take you in this time to promised lands to show you. What's your name?
Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy?
He rich.
Is he rich like me? Has he taken
any time?
To show you what you need to live.
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why.
I really want to know. It's the time of the season.
Daddy,
he rich.
Is he rich like me? Has he taken
any time
to show you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why.
I really want to know. It's the time of the season.
Park to the Heritage Museum. Local news and timeless hits.
I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. I thought love was more or less a given thing. Seems the more I gave, the less I got. What's the use in trying? All you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. I'm down in my mind.
when I saw her face. Now I'm a believer, not a trace.
Timeless, it's WRJN. I'm Cindy Huber. It's so good to be back. All those stupid palm trees out there. Yuck, that smelly ocean. Oh, yeah, come back here. Oh, yeah, cold rain. Oh, yeah. And hey, it's a chance of water spouts today over the lake. I'm serious. I was taking pictures of the clouds this morning. I know the people around me on the highway seemed a little concerned as I was weaving back and forth, but darn it, it's the pictures that count. Hey, artist of record. Now, I got a really cool surprise for you. And then I get, first off, cool surprise. Got Rich LoCascio here.
Happy
Rich,
Monday.
We're doing something really cool with Artist of Records
we
today.
We are indeed today. So we had a few artists from last week. I know you were out. You were you were doing your
taking
thing.
Taking care of business.
Every day, absolutely. So
with my mother-in-law.
There you go.
I went there. Like the mafia, to make her an offer she couldn't refuse. And my God, she said no.
I'm from Jersey. I'm Italian, so I know a little bit about that.
A little
so.
Bit. Yeah, just a bit.
But we got a great surprise. We got two artists of record today. So
yes, not one. Two.
Yes. So what you want to be doing is you want to be listening for the Beatles. And you also want to be listening for...
Actually, I'm going to do John Lennon because it would have been his birthday last week.
That's right.
So we're just going to do a John Lennon song because... gosh, not playing Beatles. I'd have to pull every darn Beatles song every hour.
That's true, yeah. So, okay, you heard it here first. John Lennon.
John Lennon. You're going to hear John Lennon, and you're going to hear John Lennon between 10:30 and 11:30.
Okay, okay.
John comes first.
John comes always. First. And then the next one is going to be Simon and Garfunkel. Are you going to be doing a Paul Simon? Because it's his birthday. It was actually his birthday yesterday.
Yeah, Paul Simon.
To be determined?
To be determined.
There we go.
Because that, you know, Simon and Garfunkel, I always like to, when I do artist record, I want to do something you haven't heard for a long time. Not one of the regular songs that we play. So I haven't determined it yet, but I will.
All right. So those are your artists of record for today. So Sydney's going to be playing those hits. John Lennon between 10:30 and 11:30.
And then Paul Simon after 12.
There you go.
Between 12 and 1.
So keep it right here. 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, WRJN.
U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde suggested most nursing home residents shouldn't be allowed to vote because of their life expectancy.
Listen to Eric Hovde.
Well, if you're in a nursing home, you only have 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is in a point to vote.
He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Even though I'm old, I'm doing just fine, Eric Hovde.
Son, I've served this country. I think I can handle a ballot.
Listen to Eric Hovde again.
Almost nobody in a nursing home is in a point to vote.
What's he talking about?
Didn't he learn to respect his elders?
Eric Hovde hasn't just insulted older Wisconsinites. He's also proposed cutting Social Security, Medicare, and nursing home care, even veterans benefits.
He's crazy.
He's a jerk.
Eric Hovde, what's wrong with this guy?
I'm Tammy Baldwin, candidate for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company. Farmers in Wisconsin have always been ahead of the times, and it's no different in the mid-1800s. George Esterly was running a large wheat farm outside of Whitewater, but reaping his crop by hand was back-breaking work. Esterly invented a mechanical harvesting machine and used it in his own fields in 1844. He then won a Chicago Mechanics Gold Medal 4 years later. But was he the first in the country to build a harvesting machine? The answer is coming up. Esterly followed up his win by opening a factory in the Whitewater area, building the harvesting machines and eventually other farm equipment too. By the 1880s, 500 people worked there. So was Esterly the first in the country to build a new mechanical harvesting machine? Yes. This man's early farm invention lives on as a remarkable slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
Local news and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Don't mind.
just a little bit longer.
Fun, 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 now that daddy took the T-Bird away. Fun, 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 now that daddy took the T-Bird away.
T-Bird anyway. That's just a license to speed. Come on, that's the Beach Boys. Fun, fun, fun on WRJN. Yeah, we got the local news coming up. We got the Timeless Hits as well. Timeless Hits, artists of record today. We have two. Yeah, we're going to make it up to you from last week. Or like Southwest says, you know, when it's too bumpy to get any treats or any sodas and 3-hour ride with no free soda. It was just horrible. And but we'll make it, they always say on the intercom, but we'll make it up to you next time. Oh, yeah, next time I'm flying Delta. Well, anyway, so that was my my trip. The Beatles. Well, today it's John Lennon. He had a birthday last week, but we're going to spotlight him today. And actually, I've changed my mind. I was going to try to do one of his early solo hits, but which came, you know, in the early 70s. But then I came across a song that I just think is awesome. And it's something awesome because you got to consider he's in his 20s and he writes this grown up song called In My Life. It is, you know, Mark the Beatles, but he sang it. He wrote it and he performed it. So In My Life from 1965, a song that he wrote about, you know, people that have come in and out of his life, people that he loved, people that he broke up with, people that have passed. Just a really, really cool song from this unbelievable writer, John Lennon. And of course, he's our artist of record. And we're going to do this between 10:30 and 11:30. And then after 12, we're going to do one from Paul Simon. So there. Now you know. All right, now we're going to join the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom on this Columbus Day.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Hurricane Helene hit a factory in North Carolina that produces much of the healthcare industry's IV fluids. That's forcing Wisconsin healthcare centers to have to stretch what they have. Some operations are being postponed. The U.S. is importing IV fluid in the meantime. Democrats are blitzing Wisconsin in the presidential campaign today. Running mate Tim Walz is in Green Bay and Eau Claire. Senator Bernie Sanders is in Milwaukee after criticizing Donald Trump in Baraboo over the weekend.
We cannot elect somebody who is working overtime to undermine American democracy.
First Lady Jill Biden campaigns for Kamala Harris in Madison tonight. Harris herself will be in Milwaukee, La Crosse, and Green Bay on Thursday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A fund has been set up for the unborn child of a Racine firefighter that died last week. 31-year-old Maxwell Bayer was killed in a motorcycle crash near Alpine Valley Thursday. Bayer and his wife got married last year and were expecting their first child. The Charitable Foundation of the Professional Firefighters of Wisconsin is managing a fund to support the child's future education. A procession honoring Bear was held over the weekend. The Racine City Council boycott appears to be over with votes set for tomorrow night. Six alders held up city business in a dispute over setting the council's agenda. At a committee meeting last week, two of three proposals aimed at changes were passed. The proposals will get full council votes tomorrow night. If the council can get back on track, there's other stuff to vote on. The council's last meeting didn't happen due to the boycott. Tomorrow night's meeting agenda has several items, including votes related to the ongoing Bell City Square redevelopment project. Alders could also consider the annual effort to spur downtown holiday shopping with a waiver on parking fees. Kenosha County voters will have a chance to hear from those running to be the DA. The Kenosha County Bar Association has invited District Attorney candidates Carly McNeil and Xavier Solis to a public forum October 23rd. There's no word yet on if both candidates have agreed. And watch for waterspouts today. The National Weather Service says waterspouts are likely to form on Lake Michigan through tomorrow. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Partly cloudy today with a chance of scattered thunderstorms by later this afternoon. Our high near 55. The wind will be northwest at 10 to 20 this morning, dying down to 5 to 15 this afternoon. Rain and thunderstorms tonight. Could be some locally heavy rain of a half inch or more. Our low 40. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 52. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature, 44.
WRJN.
and timeless hits right here at WRJN. And one of those timeless hits, Herman's Hermits.
Every time I see you looking my way, baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? In the park or walking down the highway, baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? When you move up closer to me, I get a feeling that's ooh-wee. Can't you hear the pounding of my heartbeat? 'Cause you're the one I love. You're the one I love. When I feel you put your arms around me, baby, baby,
listening to Buck Owens. Do, 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 looking out my back door. Pale Marines and elephants are playing in the band. Won't you take a ride on the flying spoon? Do, do, do. One horse apparition divided by magician.
And timeless hits right here at WRJN. Know if you're looking out towards the lake and just the clouds. Chance of water spouts today. No kidding. You got a second, go out there and take a look. 47 degrees right now, though, at Radio Park.
Coming
Now, just in case you didn't get it from the song title, probably said, oh, that song title, Too Late to Turn Back Now. And they say it over and over. But you know what? What's the title of the song? I get that. I get that very much. Packers season continues on WRJN. Yesterday's Packer game. Oh, yeah. See, I don't like being nervous and upset during a game. You know, I say that stuff for the Brewers. But this one, it's just nice to kick back and just enjoy life watching the Packers win. Enjoy it while you got it, right? The Packers season continues on WRJN. Now, this upcoming Sunday's game against Houston, Texas starts with pregame again at 10? Yeah, all right, kickoff at noon. Join Wayne Larrabee and Larry McCarron for the play-by-play. Packer football on WRJN is sponsored locally by the Lanes on 20. It's the perfect place to bowl, dine, and unwind. Hardy and Jensen, your window and door store, the corner house on the lake where it's never too early to book holiday reservations or buy gift cards for prime rib. I'm all over that. That is the Packers on the air here this Sunday at 1400 AM, 99.9 Racine and 98.1 Kenosha.
Sometimes people change, and not always for the better. Take Senator Tammy Baldwin. What happened? She's been in D.C. for 25 years. Extreme left-wing groups have showered her with campaign cash, and now she's siding with them. Baldwin supported puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin. That's extreme. And Baldwin supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters in Wisconsin to admit biological men who claim to identify as women, making survivors of domestic violence sleep in the same building as men. That's just cruel. Tammy Baldwin used to share our values, but a quarter century in Washington has made her just too extreme for Wisconsin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Delicious fall favorites continue to appear at O&H Danish Bakery. And this week, O&H is featuring their famous pumpkin sweet loaf. Scratch made and buttery rich. This moist sweet loaf is perfectly spiced. And it's topped with O&H's smooth as silk cream cheese icing. Be sure to pick up one this week. While there, don't miss your last chance to enjoy O&H Danish Bakery's cookies and cream Kringle. Get one for your family. Enjoy scratch made Danish delights from O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
We were hungry, just barely. I took the train to Richmond that fell. It was a time I remember oh so well. There goes the Robert E. Lee. Now I don't mind, I'm chopping wood, and I don't care if the money's no good. Just take what you need and leave the rest. But they should never have taken the very for me. I'm a working man, and like my brother before me, I took a rebel stand. Well, he was just 18, proud and brave, but a Yankee laid him in his grave. I swear by the blood below my feet, you can't raise a cane back up when it's in the
Baez, the night they drove old Dixie down on WRJN.